Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, 感谢神，让我有机会来分享神的话语。
I thank God for the opportunity to share God's word with you.
去年十月，我在这个讲台上和大家分享了基督的血这个主题。
Last October, when I was here, I preached about the blood of Christ.
那时我们谈到了，赎罪的挽回祭是凭着耶稣的血设立的。人借着信就能称义。
We talked about the sacrifice of atonement for sins was through the shedding of Christ's blood, and man is justified by faith.
我们还谈到，耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。我们若认自己的罪，这在我们信主之后所犯的罪也被洗净。
We also talked about the blood of Jesus purifying us from all sin if we confess our sins, including the sins we commit after we believe in Christ.
今天我们会继续透过圣经来查考基督的血这个意涵丰富的主题。
Today, through the Bible, we will continue to examine and ponder the rich meaning of the blood of Christ.
希望透过今天的分享，帮助我们在统领基督的血的时候，更好的纪念主，在平时也能更好的侍奉神。
I hope that today's message will help us better remember the Lord when we partake in the Lord's Supper and encourage us to better worship and serve the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word.
我们今天要来学习基督流出宝血救赎我们的目的。
Today we're going to learn about the shedding of Christ's blood to save us.
求你真理的圣灵在我们当中，帮助我们明白你的话语。
May your Spirit of Truth be among us and help us to understand your word.
使用你仆人所预备的，让传讲的、聆听的同蒙造就。
I pray that what your servant has prepared will be beneficial to those who listen.
献上祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray in Jesus' name, Amen. 好。
上次分享的时候，曾经谈到我自己为何会查考基督的血这个主题。
The last time I preached, I mentioned why I had chosen to study this topic, the blood of Christ.
这是因为侍奉的关系，我常常必须要仔细的研究查考这个诗歌的歌词。
It is because as part of my ministry, I have to study in detail the lyrics of hymns.
一首诗歌最基本的两个组成就是歌词和旋律。
The most important aspects of a hymn are its lyrics and its melody.
好听好唱的旋律，它触动人心，也帮助我们更好的敬拜。
A hymn with a beautiful melody can move us to better worship God.
歌词更重要，歌词除了要与神的话语相符，让我们不会对神产生误解之外。
But the lyrics are even more important. Not only do the lyrics have to conform to God's word.
好的歌词更帮助我们熟悉神的话语，使我们对神有更深刻的认识，并且提供真理的提醒。
But a good set of lyrics also serve as a reminder of God's truth and help us to become familiar with God's word and to know God in a deeper way.
基督的血经常出现在诗歌的歌词当中，我们刚刚唱的就出现了起码两次。
The blood of Christ often appears in the lyrics of hymns. In the praise songs we just sang, it appeared at least twice.
它甚至是贯穿一首诗歌的主题。
And many times it is the theme of the hymn.
例如，这边有 Robert Lowry 写于1876年的传统诗歌《唯靠主耶稣的宝血》。
For example, the hymn by Robert Lowry in 1876, Nothing but the blood.
The blood of Jesus. Yeah.
What he sang.
最近还有在2010年 Thomas Miller 夫妇写的《主宝血》。
And there was a praise song by Thomas Miller and his wife, written in 2010.
在这首诗歌里面有一句歌词说
Oh, the blood, it is my victory.
In the song, there is a phrase that says, Oh, the blood, it is my victory.
看到这歌词，我就在想，这到底有没有什么圣经根据？
I was curious as to whether there was any biblical basis for these lyrics.
上次的信息中我曾经提了一个问题，就是我们靠着主宝血究竟可以胜过什么呢？
In my last message, I posed a question. What can we overcome by the blood of Jesus?
在上次的分享里面，我其实对这个问题没有直接的回答。
I did not answer this question directly the last time.
希望透过今天的分享，我们可以回答这个问题。
I hope to do so today.
Okay. 在圣经里面，血象征着生命。
In the Bible, blood symbolizes life.
在旧约里面，早在摩西的律法以前就禁止吃血，理由是要尊重生命。
In the Old Testament, it was forbidden to eat blood long before the law of Moses. The reason was out of respect for life.
动物的生命在血里面，所以吃肉不吃血，也就是不吃生命。
For the life of an animal is in its blood. To eat meat but not blood means to not eat its life.
另一方面也禁止流人血，就是不可谋杀的意思。
It was also forbidden to shed the blood of man. This means do not murder.
这是在摩西律法以前就出现的命令。
This was also a commandment long before the law of Moses.
所以之后的摩西律法就依循此规定，一方面在十诫里面直接禁止谋杀。
When the law of Moses was established, it followed the same rules. On the one hand, the Ten Commandments included the commandment not to murder.
一方面在饮食规定中禁止吃喝动物的血与勒死的动物，因为勒死的动物没有放血。
On the other hand, in the matter of dietary regulations, it was forbidden to eat the blood of animals or to eat strangled creatures, because the blood had not yet been let out of a strangled creature.
但可以注意的是，献祭的时候却要用血来献。
But it is worth noting that blood was used in sacrificial offerings.
这样意思就很明显，上帝是要我们尊重动物的生命，却表明罪是要用生命来抵偿。
Thus it is clear that God wants man to respect the life of animals, yet life is required as a payment for sin.
血的功用乃是为着赎罪。
Blood is for the atonement of sin.
在利未记里清楚写了，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们。可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
In Leviticus, it clearly says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life."
这句话不是从生物学的角度来看，而是要指出血象征生命。
This is not written from a biological point of view, but rather to say that blood symbolizes life.
说得更具体一点，就是因为寄生的生命是在血中，流血就是失去生命，代替献祭者而死。
To be more precise, the life of the sacrifice is in the blood. To shed blood is to give up one's life in the place of the one who is giving the offering.
这是代赎的原则，显明了若不流血，罪就不得赦免了的道理。
This is the meaning of redemption, that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
我们的主耶稣基督在献上挽回祭之前，他把逾越节的筵席与一天后他流血舍命献上的赎罪祭做了极好的连接。
On the night before our Lord Jesus Christ died, he provided a perfect connection between the Passover feast and his atoning sacrifice.
马太福音二十六章二十六节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就擘开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26.While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body."
在逾越节的仪式里面，没有这是我的身体这句话。
The phrase, "This is my body," was not part of the sayings of the Passover.
作为一句创新的话，它肯定令在场的门徒印象深刻。
As a new saying, it must have made a deep impression on the disciples who were there.
在复活节之后，他们也会更理解这句话的意义，就好像饼被擘开。耶稣的身体也要破碎。
And they will truly understand its meaning only after the resurrection. Just as the bread was broken, Jesus' body was also broken.
又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。”
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
这节经文充满了隐喻。耶稣知道自己即将要遭受流人血献祭的死亡，这是他与百姓立约的凭据。
Jesus knows that he is about to suffer death and the shedding of his blood as a sacrificial offering. This was the covenant he has made with his people.
就像出埃及记二十四章八节里面，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说：“你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。”
Just as Moses did in Exodus chapter 24, verse 8, it says, "Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, 'This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.'"
透过经文，我们看到摩西把血洒在百姓身上，作为立约的凭据，而耶稣基督也透过自己牺牲的死，将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
From this passage, we see that Moses sprinkled blood on the people as evidence of the covenant.In the same way, through his own sacrificial death, Jesus will save his people from their sins.
由此，在神和他的百姓之间产生了可以用约的条款定义的关系，也是带有规定的协议。
Thereby creating a relationship between God and his people that can be defined by the terms of the covenant.
这包括福分与供应的应许，还有诅咒的威胁，全都借着耶稣的流血而有效力。
This covenant is an agreement between God and man that comes with both the promise of blessing as well as the threat of curse, all effective through the blood of Christ.
我们看一些犹太人吃逾越节筵席的细节，它可以帮助我们更好的理解为多人流出来的意义。
The detail in which some Jews observe Passover can help us to better understand the idea of the blood being poured out for many.
在接近尼撒月十四日的星期四下午。
Near to the 14th day of the month of Nisan.
尼撒月是犹太教历的正月，相当于公历三月的下半月，还有四月的上半月之间，也就是我们过复活节的时候。
Nisan is the first month of the Jewish calendar, equivalent to the latter half of March and the first half of April, around the time when we celebrate Easter.
人们会将羊羔，大概每家一只，然后可能十到十二个人算作一家。
The Jews will bring a lamb, one per family, and there are about 10 to 12 people in a family.
他们把羊羔带到圣殿的院子，祭司要在那里献这些羊羔为祭。
They will bring a lamb to the temple courtyard, where the priest will offer these lambs as sacrifice.
祭司他拿着祭牲的血放在盆里传递，直到最后倒在祭坛的脚那里。
The priest then pours the blood of the sacrifice into one basin after the next, until it is finally poured out at the foot of the altar.
所以才刚吃完逾越节筵席的门徒，他们很难不把为多人流出来理解为逾越节的献祭。
So the disciples who had just eaten the Passover feast must have interpreted the blood being poured out for many as the blood of the Passover offering.
耶稣他暗示自己将成为刚刚才流出大量血的羊羔。
However, Jesus hinted that it was he himself who would become the very lamb that had just shed a large amount of blood, the Passover lamb.
耶稣被钉十字架，为多人流出的血将立下死罪得赦的约。
Jesus was crucified on the cross and shed his blood for many, thus fulfilling the covenant of the forgiveness of sins.
从此，逾越节的晚餐被赋予了新的意义，成为主的晚餐。
From then on, the Passover supper was given a new meaning and became the Lord's supper.
耶稣接着说：“但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。”
Jesus continued saying, "I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
在这里，耶稣含蓄地与门徒道别，并且暗示将有一段时间他会不在他们当中。
Here, Jesus was saying farewell to his disciples, hinting that he would not be with them for some time.
对我们来说，主的晚餐，简称主餐，同时指向过去和未来，指向耶稣在各个他的牺牲，还有主再来的时候羔羊的筵席。
For us, the Lord's Supper points to both the past and the future. It points to Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary, as well as to the future coming of the Lord, when we will all be at the feast of the Messiah.
接下来讲一点故事。
Now I'm going to tell a story.
我是2008年5月4日在我们教会信主受浸的。
I was baptized on May 4th, 2008 in our church.
当时的浸礼是每季一次，是在2月、5月、8月、11月的第一个主日。
At that time, there were four baptisms a year on the first Sundays of February, March, I mean May, August, and November.
而当时中文堂和现在一样是在每月的月初守主餐。
We also observed the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday of each month.
那时的敬礼是在主日崇拜当中，是在唱诗还有唱诗之后。
The baptisms were held during the worship service, after the opening time of praise and worship.
所以敬礼之后有诵读神话语的时间。接着就守主餐。
After the baptism was a time of scripture reading, after which was the observance of the Lord's Supper.
所以，要是受浸之后来得及换好衣服，就可以马上和大家一起守主餐。
So if one was quick at changing clothes after being baptized, he or she could then get back to the worship and be able to take the Lord's Supper together with everyone else.
我受浸那天读的是浸礼的综合经文，合起来有十四节，在时间上有点紧迫。
On the day of my baptism, the scripture reading consisted of only 14 verses about baptism, and so it seemed that there would be not much time for me to get changed.
感谢神，当年的那次浸礼有九个人受浸，是当时平均聚会人数200人上下的我们教会的历史新高。
Praise God that there were 9 people who were baptized that day. This was a new record for our church at that time, which had about 200 people in average attendance.
加上那时候受浸的顺序是用last name 的排序。就让我赶上了人生中第一次守主餐。
Also, the order of baptism was by last name, so I was able to get dressed in time to observe my very first Lord's Supper.
当时的我很看重第一次守主餐的机会。
I truly value the opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper for the very first time.
除了贪新鲜之外，也带有加入一个群体的时候认同该群体，还有被该群体认同的情感。
Besides enjoying the newness of this experience, it was also a special time of becoming a part of a group and being accepted by the group.
我还记得开始派主餐的时候，其他一起受浸的人还没有回到座位上，我竟然心中开始感到焦急。
I still remember that when the Lord's Supper was being served, I felt anxious for those newly baptized brothers and sisters who had not made it back to their seats in time.
因为立约的血而设立的主餐有着丰富的意涵。
Because the Lord's Supper carried such significance as our blood covenant with the Lord.
现在中文堂守主餐的时候，牧师都会读哥林多前书中保罗向哥林多教会解释主餐意义的经文。
Now, anytime we observe the Lord's Supper, the pastor would read a passage from 1 Corinthians, in which Paul explains the meaning of the Lord's Supper to the church in Corinth.
首先是哥林多前书十章十六到十七节。
First, he reads from chapter 10, verses 16 to 17.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
这是在说主餐象征着信徒的合一。归入基督的人是不分种族、阶级、性别的，因为我们在基督耶稣里面都成为一了。
The Lord's Supper symbolizes the unity of believers. Those who belong to Christ are no longer differentiated by race, status, or gender because we are all one in Christ.
人自然的罪性是将人分门别类，自然的疏远认为与自己不同类的人。
It is in man's sinful nature to discriminate among people and to alienate ourselves from those who are different from us.
但是主耶稣却是要我们彼此相爱，像他爱我们一样。
But the Lord wants us to love one another just as he loved us.
所以透过主餐的象征来经常的提醒信徒合一的真理是十分好的。
So the Lord's Supper is a perfect reminder for us about the truth of the unity of believers in Christ.
并且这样的合一不仅仅是不分种族、阶级、性别，它还是跨越时空。
Such unity not only does not differentiate among race, status, and gender, but also spans time and space.
我们不仅仅和普天下所有主的门徒统领基督的身体，也和过去和将来所有的圣徒统领基督的血。
We not only partake in the Lord's body with all the believers of the world, but also partake of Christ's blood with all the past and future saints.
接着牧师会读哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。
The pastor then reads from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开，说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
从这段经我们可以再次看见饼和杯象征的是主基督耶稣为我们而舍的身体和用血和我们所立的新约。
From this passage, we once again see that the bread and the cup symbolizes the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that he gave for us as the new covenant.
并且我们要如此行，我们应当如此行，也就是应当透过守主餐来纪念主。
And so we are to do this, meaning to observe the Lord's Supper in remembrance of the Lord.
纪念一词在中文里有思念、怀念的意思。
The words in remembrance in Chinese has the meaning of to think upon and to cherish fondly.
比如在《三国演义》第二十七回，关云长要重归刘备的时候。
For example, in the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, episode 27, when 关云长 was about to return to 刘备，
曹操就派张辽先追上关云长，他就说：“汝可先去请助他，待我与他送行，更与路费征袍赈资。”使为后日纪念。
Cao Cao sent Zhang Liao after Guan Yuncheng and said to him, "Please ask him to wait a while. I will go and say farewell to him and provide him with some travel money and a robe so that he may have something to remember me by."
这边说到曹操敬重关云长，不忘雇主的为人。听闻他要反归刘备的时候，只是打算去送行，还送他路费、征袍，留作纪念。
曹操 was impressed that 关云长 was returning to his master Liu Bei and wanted to go and wish him well and to give him some money and a robe as a token of remembrance.
也许日后关云长看到这件征袍，可以睹物思人，怀念一番。
Perhaps in the future when 关云长 sees the robe, it will bring back cherished memories.
而在西方的观念中，纪念表示回忆，是记起不再是当下的，过去实际发生过的。
In Western culture, the word remembrance signifies recollections, to remember events which occurred in the past.
不论是东方还是西方的纪念观，这个都与犹太人的观念非常不同。
The Jewish concept of remembrance, however, is very different from both the Eastern and Western ideas.
犹太人的纪念，这个意思是在此时此地。有份于过去和将来的某些明确的事件。
To the Jews, remembrance means to recount right now very specific events that have happened in the past or will happen in the future of which they were or are a part of.
对不认识主耶稣基督的犹太人而言，逾越节筵席是在纪念自己有份于耶和华的拯救。
To the Jews who do not know Jesus Christ, the Passover was a time to remember the salvation of Jehovah.
在守逾越节的时候，犹太人会重述出埃及的历史。
When they observe the Passover, they will recount the history of the Exodus.
透过重述，将过去的拯救历史连于今天，并且一代一代的流传下去。
And connect the history of the salvation to the present time, passing it on generation after generation.
正如犹太人的传统所教导，每个世代的子民都要视自己曾经经历过出埃及，这是因耶和华在我出埃及的时候。
As the tradition of Judaism teaches, in every generation, one is obligated to see oneself as if they left Egypt, because of this that God did for me when I left Egypt.
而对主的门徒而言，守主餐除了纪念主耶稣为我们死，为我们舍身。
To the disciples of Christ, observing the Lord's Supper is a time of remembering how our Lord Jesus died for us and gave himself up for us.
透过牧师宣读主餐设立的意义，我们也在表明自己有份于过去主耶稣基督流血使罪得赦的约，也有份于主再来的时候天上的筵席。
It is also a time when we declare ourselves as a part of the covenant of the forgiveness of sins for which Jesus shed his blood, and that we will be a part of the heavenly kingdom feast when Christ comes again.
所以，每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。这句话。是带有极大的盼望，也是一幅美丽的图画。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This word gives us such immense hope and paints a beautiful picture.
因为主餐象征在主内超越一切的合一。当我们在主设立的晚餐，也就是筵席中纪念主的时候，我们不仅知道历世历代在主内的门徒都领受主流血赐下的救恩。
Because the Lord's Supper symbolizes a unity that surpasses everything else. So when we remember the Lord during the Lord's Supper, not only do we know that believers throughout all generations have also received this salvation through the blood of Christ,
也仿佛看到了历世历代所有的信徒都出席了主再来时天上羔羊的筵席。
But we also see a vision of these generations of believers attending the kingdom feast when the Lord comes again.
感谢主，我们的神是赐安慰的神。
Thank the Lord that our God is a God of comfort.
主餐的真理在我们失去主内的至亲好友的时候，还能有特别的应用。
The truth of the Lord's Supper is also a comfort to us when we lose friends or families.
在守主餐纪念主的时候，因为知道所有在基督里的都有份于羔羊宝血所立的约，也都有份于幕后天上的筵席。
When we observe the Lord's Supper, we know for sure that all believers.Past and present and future are going to be part of this kingdom feast when we meet the Lord again.
我们就知道我们暂时见不到的至亲好友，因为主流血所付上的赎价，已经与主同在，好得无比。
We know that those friends and family who we do not see temporarily are already with Christ because of the blood that Christ shed for us.
并且将来我们还要在羔羊的筵席上重新聚首。
And that we will reunite at the kingdom of the Messiah.
感谢神，他赐下这样的盼望。因为我们在生活中经历了神的信实， 我们知道这样的盼望是无比的真实。
Praise God that He has given us such hope, and we know that because of God's faithfulness, we can trust in this hope.
哥林多前书接下来的经文是在说，我们守主餐的时候，应当持守敬畏神的态度。
The next passage in 1 Corinthians reminds us that we need to have the right attitude when we observe the Lord's Supper.
11章27节开始，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Chapter 11, verses 27 to 29 says, Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
首先能按理能分辨的必然已经凭信心领受立约的血赐下的救恩。
First of all, those who are able to act in a worthy manner and to recognize the blood of the body of the Lord must have already received in faith the salvation given by the blood covenant.
也就是只有信而受浸的门徒能领受主的饼和杯。
This means only baptized believers can partake in the bread and the cup.
这里说守主餐的时候我们应当存敬畏的心自己省察。并且明白守主餐的意义。
When observing the Lord's Supper, we must have a worshipful heart, examine ourselves, and recognize the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
插入一个题外话。在我的印象里面，本来我们守主餐的经文诵读是只有哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节，在后来才加上了十章十六到十七节，就是主餐象征信徒合一的经文。
This is an off-topic sharing. From what I can recall in the past, we used to read only one scripture passage during the Lord's Supper, which was 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29. It was only later on that we added the passage from chapter 10, verses 16 to 17, in which it says the Lord's Supper symbolizes the unity of believers.
我个人的判断是这改变是来自一首诗歌歌词的提醒。
I think that this was added on because of the reminder from the lyrics of a hymn.
在2013年的受难日，那天晚上诗班所献的诗歌是《思念你》。
In 2013, on Good Friday, the choir sang the hymn In Remembrance of Thee.
诗歌的第一句歌词是“领受你的杯，感念你舍命，我们因着你合为一。”
In it, the lyrics are "Receiving Thy cup, giving thanks for Thy life laid down, we become one because of Thee."
其中，我们因主彼此合一，我们遵主命，彼此相爱的歌词，俯拾即是。
These lyrics remind us that we are one because of Christ.
从此守主餐的经文诵读就加上了哥林多前书十章十六到十七节。
From then on, the passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 through 17 was added as a scripture reading during every Lord's Supper.
另外一种可能就是诗班在向主献上这首诗歌之后，我的耳朵才打开，能够听到十章十六到十七节的经文。
Another explanation could be when the choir sang In Remembrance of Thee, my ears were opened and I could hear this passage being read.
不管是哪一种情形，好的诗歌歌词可以透过诗歌的形式提醒我们神的真理。
Regardless, good lyrics and a good hymn can serve as a reminder of the truth for us.
所以我们要慎选好的诗歌。
So the selection of good hymns is of utmost importance.
所以在这边我要提一下主餐和圣餐有何不同。
Here, I would also like to explain the difference between Lord's Supper and Communion.
圣餐是承认饼和杯在本质上或是在某种情况下，比如说祝圣了以后，它会变成主基督的身体和宝血，就是实质上的变成，而且具有使人得救的效力。
Communion acknowledges that the bread and cup is in essence, or it turns into the actual body and blood of Christ, having the effect of salvation.
而主餐只是主张饼与杯只是具有象征性的意义，不具备使人得救的效力。
But the Lord's Supper, on the other hand, has symbolic significance, but no effectual salvation.
圣餐的经文根据是约翰福音六章四十九到五十八节，我们来看其中的五十三到五十四节。
The biblical basis for communion comes from John chapter 6, verses 49 to 58. We're going to take a look at verses 53 and 54.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉，喝我血的，就有永生。 在末日我要叫他复活。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
确实这样的描述无可避免地叫人联想到主餐，好像主餐可以赐下永生。
Indeed, such a description leads one to think of the Lord's Supper as having the power to give eternal life.
但是我们仔细看一下上下文就可以来分辨。
But if we read the context in detail, we will see that this is not what it means.
这段经文的前一段，约翰福音六章三十五到四十八节。
Let us look at the passage right before this in John verses 35 to 48.
我们看这段的第一节和最后两节经文。
We're going to read verse 35 and 47 and 48.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life.
这段的经文的主题就是耶稣是生命的粮。
The theme of this passage is Jesus is the bread of life.
生命的粮还有相关的词语，例如饿还有渴。基本上具有象征的性质。
The bread of life and related words such as hunger or thirst are basically symbolic in nature.
这我们可以透过隐喻和非隐喻因素的混合看出来。
We can see this from the mixture of metaphors and non-metaphors.
耶稣是生命的粮，但是不再饿的人是到他这里来的人，而不是吃他的人。
Jesus is the bread of life, but those who will never go hungry are the people who come to him, not the people who eat him.
同样的，不再渴的是那相信他的人，而不是喝他的人。
In the same way, those who will never thirst are those who believe in him, not people who drink his blood.
也就是说，领受生命的粮的方法是透过亲近与相信耶稣。
This is to say that the way to receive the bread of life is to draw close to Jesus and to believe in him.
所以，当后面一段，也就是四十九节起的用语变得具有更浓的隐喻性。
So when the later verses become increasingly metaphorical.
当我们读到吃耶稣的肉、喝耶稣的血的时候，我们知道这是透过隐喻的手法来表达同样的意义，并不是真的吃和喝。
We understand that eating Jesus' flesh and drinking Jesus' blood is symbolic of the same meaning and does not mean a literal eating and drinking.
此外，新约圣经其他地方明显论及主餐的时候，用的是身体。
Furthermore, when the New Testament speaks about the Lord's Supper, it uses the word body.
就是希腊文里面的 soma.
In Greek, it is soma.
但约翰福音这里用的是肉这个字。
But here in the Gospel of John, the word used is flesh.
就是 sar, 不会念。
In Greek, it is sarx.
Okay. 表明，可是虽然没有证明，可是表明约翰不是直接的论到主餐。
And this could show, though it does not prove, that John was not directly referring to the Lord's Supper.
最重要的一点就是，假如五十三到五十四节是指着主餐说的。
Most importantly, if verses 53 to 54 refers to the Lord's Supper,
那我们就必须说，要有份于永生，所必须做的是守主餐。
Then we must say that in order to have eternal life, one must observe the Lord's Supper.
这与救恩是本于信，以至于信相违背。
But this directly contradicts that salvation is from faith to faith.
所以唯一合理的解释是将相关的经文理解为重复生命的粮这个真理，只不过现在是用隐喻的方式来表达。
So the only reasonable explanation is to view these verses as repeating the truth about the bread of life, but in a metaphorical manner.
所以耶稣基督留下宝血舍命，献上挽回祭，救赎了我们，然后呢，我们从此就过着幸福快乐的日子，是这样吗？
Jesus Christ shed his blood to save us. For what purpose? Is it just so that we can live a carefree and happy life?
我们来从《使徒行传》第五章记载的一件有点奇怪的事来寻求这个问题的答案。
We can find the answer in a strange event that was recorded in Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传五章十二节，主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
In Acts chapter 5, verse 12, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade.
14节，信而归主的人越发增添， 男带女很多。
Verse 14, nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number.
这边讲到主使用初代教会的使徒，他们见证复活的主，使信而归主的人越来越多。
Here we see that God used the disciples in the early church and their testimonies of the resurrected Lord to bring more and more people to believe in Christ.
结果这就引致了当权者的记恨。
This incurred the wrath of the authorities.
使徒行传五章十七节，大祭司和他的一切同人，就是撒都该教门的人，都起来，满心记恨，就下手拿住使徒，收在外监。但主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来，说：“你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。”使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候，就进殿里去教训人。
Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people.
这边讲到使徒们被抓了，可是有天使来拯救他们。
The apostles were arrested, but an angel of the Lord rescued them.
我们继续看使徒行传五章二十一节的后半，大祭司和他的同人来了，教习公会的人和以色列族的众长老就差人到监里去，要把使徒提出来，但差役到了，不见他们在监里，就回来禀报说：“我们看见监牢关得极妥当，看守的人也站在门外，及至开了门，里面一个人都不见。”
The story continues. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there, so they went back and reported. We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside.
当权的大祭司本来想要审问使徒们，却发现他们离奇地消失了。
The high priest wanted to question the apostles, but found that they had mysteriously disappeared.
我们要说的奇怪的是，不是这件，因为我们知道是天使拯救了他们。
This is not yet the strange event, because we know that they had been rescued by the angel.
使徒行传五章二十五节，有一个人来禀报说，你们收在监里的人，现在站在殿里教训百姓。于是守殿官和差役去带使徒来，并没有用强暴，因为怕百姓用石头打他们。带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前。
Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest.
有一个打小报告的人跑来告密，结果使徒们又被抓了。被提到公会面前审问。
The apostles were once again arrested because there was an informant who went to tell on them.
有没有发现什么奇怪的事？
Have you noticed what is strange?
就是天使好像白救了使徒们，他们还是被抓了，而且是晚上放出来，白天马上又被抓。
It seems that the angel rescued the apostles for nothing. Here, the apostles are arrested again. They were rescued during the night and immediately arrested again in the morning.
不止被抓，而且被审问。审问的结果是，公会的人极其恼怒，想要杀他们。
And not only were they arrested, but they were interrogated by the Sanhedrin. And the result of this questioning was that the authorities were furious and wanted to put them to death.
使徒们后来还是得救了，可是为什么天使要先救他们一次，然后他们又被抓呢？
Although the apostles were finally set free in the end, why did the angel rescue them in the night the first time?
关键就是天使在拯救他们那时候的吩咐。
The key is the message that the angel gave them when he rescued them.
主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来说：“你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。”使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候，就进殿里去教训人。
But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. And the apostles did just that.
天使吩咐他们去殿里传讲生命的道，使徒也听命照办。
The angel commanded them to stand in the temple courts and tell the people the message of this new life, and the apostles obeyed his command.
天使不是说，你们先躲起来，等风头过了再出来侍奉。
The angel did not tell them to hide and lay low until everything blows over.
啊，使徒也不怕再到大庭广众的地方传讲生命的道，他们不怕再被抓。
And the apostles were not afraid to preach the message of life in the temple courts, and they were unafraid of being arrested again.
这让我们看见了拯救的目的就是为了侍奉。
This shows us that the purpose of salvation is so that we can serve God.
使徒们即使被抓，甚或被杀，他们仍然要见证生命的道。
Even though the apostles were arrested and under the threat of death, they continued to proclaim the message of life.
天使的拯救也让使徒们在侍奉中经历神的同在。
And the angel's rescue allowed them to experience God's presence with them as they served him.
接下来我们将透过三节经文来看见拯救的目的就是为了侍奉。
We're going to now look at three verses to help us better understand that the purpose of salvation is to serve God.
首先，以弗所书一章七节，我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
我们因着神的恩典，靠着主耶稣的宝血得到拯救。
Because of God's grace, by the blood of Christ, we have redemption.
接着是希伯来书九章十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
基督献上挽回祭，留下的宝血洁净我们，使我们可以侍奉神，拯救是为了让我们可以侍奉。
Christ gave himself as an atonement for sin and shed his blood to cleanse us so that we may serve God. Salvation is so that we can serve.
最后我们来看启示录十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Finally, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
这里被胜过的是魔鬼撒旦。
The one that was overcome is the devil.
耶稣道成了肉身，亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死来败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Jesus became word in the flesh and shared in our humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. In the end, we will also be victorious over the devil who holds the power of death. The reason that we can overcome is by the blood of the Lamb. We can take part in this victory because we bear witness to this message of new life.
我们蒙主的宝血救赎，所以我们可以侍奉神，可以见证生命的道。
We are saved by the precious blood of Christ so that we can serve the living God and bear witness to the message of life.
并且我们知道，因为羔羊留下宝血，已经借着死败坏那掌死权的，同样的，我们也可以借着羔羊的血和所见证的道胜过那掌死权的。
We know that by the blood of the Lamb, Christ's death has overcome the devil who holds the power of death. In the same way, by the blood of the Lamb and the message of life which we bear witness to, we can also be victorious over death and the devil.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的天父。
Heavenly Father who loves us.
为你独生子大能的宝血所立下救赎赦罪的约，我们向你献上感恩。
We give thanks for your only Son who shed his powerful blood to give us the covenant of salvation.
为你爱子在十字架上献上挽回祭之前设立的主餐，我们向你献上感恩。
We give thanks for your beloved Son who established the Lord's Supper before his death on the cross.
求你让我们真明白主餐的意义，让我们知道怎样来纪念我们的救主耶稣基督。
Help us to understand the meaning of the Lord's Supper. Help us to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
直到我们与历世历代的信徒联合，都有份于你爱子留下宝血成就的救恩。
To know that we are a part of the generations of believers who have received the salvation by your blood.
都有将来在天上筵席重聚的盼望。
Who all have the hope of a grand reunion at the kingdom feast of our Lord.
并且这样的全备的救恩，让我们可以侍奉你。
And because of this salvation, we can serve you.
即使在世上我们有苦难，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们已经得胜有余了。
Even if we have troubles here on earth, but we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
为那宝血设立的挽回祭，为我们能靠着羔羊的血得胜，为着我们可以亲近你，可以见证生命的道来侍奉你。为如此荣耀的救恩，我们献上感恩。
We give thanks for the atoning sacrifice through your blood, for the victory we have in the blood of the Lamb, because we can draw near to you and be witnesses of the message of new life. For such a glorious salvation, we give thanks.
献上祷告，侍奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.